20 grams of coffee and 300 mils of water.
We're actually tasting the same Malawi that we had as an espresso. John is now going to do a filter coffee with it on a V60.
Yep.
And he's just wet the filter to get it nice and saturated, letting it run.
Rinse it out.
Yeah, rinse it out.
Rinse it out. Yeah, just to get rid of any kind of paper, taste of paper.
Okay.
So
let it run through, and also so that the bottom carafe is nice and warm.
Yep.
You used hot water. Obviously not boiling water. We know better. We don't use boiling water. We use water that is about how many degrees?
About 92 to 94 degrees.
Mm-hmm. Like, any ground 20 grams of
20 grams
coffee,
yeah.
Kind of medium course?
Yeah.
Yeah, that looks nice.
Yeah.
He's going to pour this into the filter, which has been saturated with water. So no paper flavor at all. This coffee is going to be very pure and very clean cup, hopefully.
Yes.
Get rid of that water.
I thought I had.
Oh, had you?
Yeah,
yes, you had. It steamed up a little bit.
Yeah.
I think I'm making John a bit nervous, watching him very closely. Yeah. He does that every day. He loves his filter coffee.
All right. So we'll start off by just saturating the grounds with a little bit of water. And then letting it steep for a few seconds.
A few bubbles coming up, which is actually an indication that the coffee is quite
lovely,
fresh.
And fresh. Yeah, it's pretty fresh, isn't it?
Yeah.
Probably fresh enough.
Yeah, it's starting to seep through a little bit already.
Mm-hmm. And then we'll just slowly pour the rest of the water over the grounds.
In a nice circular movement.
In a nice circular movement.
Tell you what, he's done that before.
Until we get to about 300 mils. There we are.
Okay. So you've pre-measured the water. You know it's 300 mils.
That was a lucky guess, actually.
Ha! Bit of luck is involved. And now we're just waiting for it to seep through, aren't we?
Yep.
It should take... how long should that take?
It'll probably... in total, you're looking at somewhere between a minute and a half and 2 minutes, something like that, from when you start... with the saturating of the grounds.
Mm. If you think about it, the beans are actually exposed to water far longer than on an espresso.
They are indeed. They are indeed.
And they do say that actually there's more caffeine in a filter coffee than in an espresso.
Yeah, that's right.
Because of that contact with the bean. The water is in contact with the bean for that long. Right, we're almost there.
Mm-hmm.
And then we're going to try it just now.